Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling something, well, absolutely critical for teams really trying to excel. True team excellence. We're calling it peak performance.
That's right. Performance, but with peer built right in.
Exactly. And guiding us through this, we've got a really interesting article by Leo Botach-Ree, How to Achieve Peak Performance, and also a visual, this final ppmodel.pdf.
A Venn diagram, yeah. Helps see the connections.
It does. So our mission today is to unpack how these three things, psychological safety, productivity, and accountability, which maybe seem separate, actually weave together.
Right, into a powerful system, not just separate items on a list.
And it's not just about what they are, but, you know, how they interact.
And that's really the core challenge, isn't it? Mm. So many leaders, maybe even team members, think they know the formula for high performance.
Sure. Hire good people. Push hard.
Exactly. Get talent, set tough goals, demand results, insist on accountability. But what these sources really highlight is that without understanding how these pieces connect, well, you're often just fighting fires.
Not building something sustainable.
Precisely. It's a dynamic system we're talking about, not just flipping switches.
Okay, so let's dive into that. Botach-Ree's article, it really hammers this point.
Mm.
You can do all those right things, hire stars, push for output, demand accountability, and still just miss.
Totally miss the mark, yeah.
And I think anyone who's been on a team like that, where it should work but doesn't, well, it rings true, right? What's the basic mistake?
The basic mistake, according to these sources, is skipping the systems thinking part. It's like trying to play chess, looking only at your next move.
Not the whole board.
Not the whole board, exactly. You focus on these little fixes, these quick interventions, and you end up causing, you know, negative ripples down the line. Maybe you get a short bump.
But it doesn't last.
Doesn't last and often makes things worse long term. The article has this great phrase about pressing on your employees' corroded arteries for accountability.
Oof, yeah.
You might squeeze out a little more short term, but it's like trying to run a marathon fueled only by coffee.
You'll crash.
You'll crash spectacularly, and you definitely haven't made the system healthier. You've probably damaged trust, made the culture worse.
That really paints a picture. And the sources connect this to Peter Senge's work, right? His laws of systems thinking.
Yes, they do. They point out that a lot of traditional leadership moves, these quick fixes, they basically bump up against several of Senge's laws.
Like which ones?
Yeah.
What are some examples that show why quick fixes often fail here?
Well, a big one is behaviors grow better before they grow worse. That's the classic short-term gain hiding a long-term problem.
The aspirin for a broken leg idea?
Exactly. Looks like it's working, but nope. Then there's today's problems come from yesterday's solutions. Always react, never fixing the root cause.
Right.
And maybe the most relevant here, the harder you push, the harder the system pushes back. Brute force just creates resistance. And ultimately, faster is slower when you're not addressing the real issues.
So you put all that together, and it makes sense why the article calls simply doubling down on accountability a, quote, bad idea.
Yeah, it seems instinctive, but it often backfires.
So if just pushing the accountability lever harder doesn't work, what does? Where's the real leverage point, according to these sources?
The leverage, they argue, comes from intentionally tag-teaming psychological safety and productivity.
Tag-teaming. I like that image.
Yeah, it's not one or the other, or even one then the other. It's about cultivating them together, understanding how they feed each other to eventually foster that genuine accountability.
Okay, let's unpack that. This tag team, we need to look at the players. Starting with psychological safety, the sources call it the bedrock. What exactly is it? Why foundational?
Right, the bedrock. So psychological safety fundamentally is creating an environment where people feel safe enough to be vulnerable.
Vulnerable. Hard.
Like sharing a half-finished idea without getting shot down.
Right.
Or challenging an assumption, even if it's, you know, disagreeing with the boss.
Okay.
Or, and this is crucial, admitting a mistake without fearing punishment or, like, career damage. It's that feeling of security to take interpersonal risks.
So it's really about trust. Deep trust.
Exactly. That's the core.
But, okay, play devil's advocate. Mm-hmm. A leader might think, fine, trust is nice, but accountability. That's about results, holding people's feet to the fire. The sources mention Amy Edmondson saying that without safety, pushing accountability just shuts people down.
It does. It's a really powerful point. What psychological safety does is it completely transforms what accountability means and how it feels.
I so.
Instead of being this top-down thing, you know, imposed by leaders, which often feels like pressure or even fear.
Yeah, compliance.
Right, compliance. It shifts to become something embraced by peers. When people feel safe, they are actually more willing to hold themselves and each other to high standards.
Why? Because they trust the intention.
Precisely. They trust the feedback or the challenge is about us getting better, not about blaming you. It moves from external coercion to, like, an internal shared drive.
That's a big shift. Accountability embraced by peers. But how do you start that? Especially if trust is low already. That's tricky.
It is tricky. It takes deliberate effort. And that's where the connection to productivity comes in. The sources use that fertile soil analogy.
Right, I like that. Psychological safety is the soil.
And productivity is the crops. You can have the best seeds, your talented people, but if the soil is toxic or barren, nothing's going to grow well.
Makes sense.
But with that fertile ground, that safety and trust, productivity doesn't just appear. It, like, flourishes. People aren't wasting energy protecting themselves.
They can focus.
They can focus. They can innovate, collaborate properly. Their energy goes into the work, not into, you know, office politics or fear.
Okay, so safety enables productivity.
And the article adds another layer. In that safe space, teams can actually talk openly about expectations. What do we expect from each other? Not just what the boss wants.
Ah, setting collective standards.
Exactly. And it mentions using short-term accountability targets, kind of like that marginal gains idea from cycling.
For Dave Brailsford, yeah. Small wins.
Right. Build confidence. Show the team, hey, we can hit high standards together. That reinforces both the productivity and the safety.
Okay, so safety isn't just there. It needs a purpose. The article calls productivity and accountability psychological safety's ultimate tag team. Why that phrasing? How do they help safety itself?
Well, think about it. Productivity and accountability, they give psychological safety meaning, a direction. They show everyone that this openness, this vulnerability isn't just, you know, for group hugs.
It leads somewhere.
Yes. There's a rewarding end game. Collective success, when people see that being open, admitting errors, collaborating, actually leads to better results, real wins. It validates the whole approach.
So it stops safety from feeling soft or aimless?
Exactly. It gives it teeth. It shows it's the essential engine for high performance, not just a nice to have.
That's a key point. And that visual model, the Venn diagram, it really brings this home, doesn't it? It shows they aren't just side by side.
Yeah, the overlap is everything.
It illustrates that interplay where the magic happens.
Absolutely. The core message of that diagram is when you deliberately grow all three together, safety, productivity, accountability, they create this self-sustaining reinforcing loop.
A positive cycle.
Right. It builds momentum. And that sweet spot in the middle where all three overlap, that's the goal. That's PP, peak performance, where you get that maximum synergy.
Okay, let's walk through that loop. The sources lay out step by step, like dominoes, as you said. What's the first domino?
The first step, the trigger, is psychological safety creates trust. Feeling safe lets people be open, vulnerable, take those risks we talked about, and that naturally builds trust between team members.
Okay, safety builds trust. Got it. What's next?
Then quite naturally, trust boosts productivity. When you remove that fear, that unhealthy competition, that need to constantly watch your back.
People can just work.
People can just work. Their focus shifts. Energy goes into innovation, collaboration, getting meaningful stuff done.
So results start picking up.
Exactly. And that leads to the next step. Productivity drives accountability. When the team sees, hey, we're actually achieving things together. This feels good. This works.
I want to keep it going.
Right. They naturally start taking personal responsibility for maintaining those high standards. It becomes intrinsic. We built this. Let's keep it excellent.
Okay. So it's not imposed anymore. And then the final piece brings it full circle.
Precisely. The final step is accountability builds trust. And crucially, the sources emphasize, when this accountability is peer-driven.
Coming from within the team.
Yes, not just the manager. When peers hold each other accountable constructively, it massively reinforces the sense of safety and trust. It says we're all in this together, supporting each other towards our shared goals.
And that higher trust then fuels more safety.
Which fuels more productivity, which fuels more peer accountability. The cycle repeats, getting stronger each time. It becomes this self-sustaining system of performance. It's quite elegant, really.
It really is when you lay it out like that.
Mm-hmm.
Almost feels like a blueprint for sustained high performance. And the sources argue pretty strongly, this isn't just a nice model. It's the future of work.
They make a very strong case for that, yeah.
How does that future look different from, say, the traditional, maybe more hierarchical models many of us are used to?
Well, the sources are pretty blunt. They say hierarchical, top-down approaches to accountability are outdated.
Outdated. Strong word.
It is. Because today's work environment demands things like agility, innovation, and collaboration. Command and control just doesn't foster those things effectively.
So teams that get this integrated approach,
they will consistently outperform those that do not. It's presented as a fundamental competitive advantage. It's shifting from managing tasks to cultivating an environment.
That sounds very different from the kind of hustle culture we often hear about, just work harder, longer hours. This peak performance model seems to challenge that directly, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It completely flips that script. Peak performance isn't about burning people out or just demanding more effort.
It's not about maximizing extraction.
No. It's about creating the conditions where people bring their best, where they hold themselves to high standards, and critically, where they inspire each other to achieve more together.
Inspiring each other.
Yeah, and that leads to this concept the source introduces, peer innovation.
Peer innovation, okay.
It's essentially the power of peers harnessed for collective excellence, leveraging the team's internal dynamic, its collective intelligence and drive, instead of just relying on top-down directives.
So the leader's role changes fundamentally.
Massively. The core shift, according to the source, is moving from asking, how can I get more out of my people, which is kind of extractive,
right,
to asking, how can I help my people bring out the best in one another? It changes performance from being about, you know, compliance to being about genuine commitment.
Unlocking potential by changing the environment, not just demanding more output.
That's the heart of it.
So reflecting on all this deep dive into peak performance, what really stands out for you? For me, it's just that profound interconnectedness. Safety, productivity, accountability, they aren't separate dials to turn.
Right, they're woven together.
Yeah, ignoring one drastically affects the others. It really is a whole system.
Absolutely. I think the key takeaway is that true sustainable high performance isn't just about having smart people or making them work hard. It's about the deliberate, careful cultivation of this environment.
An environment where safety, meaningful productivity, and that peer-driven accountability feed each other constantly.
In that continuous positive loop, building a system that that learns and strengthens itself over time. It's proactive, not reactive.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening. Think about your own team, your own organization. Where could you start? Where might you intentionally try to cultivate just one of these elements a bit more?
Knowing that it could kickstart the whole cycle.
Exactly. Maybe fostering a bit more safety in meetings, or clarifying one key productivity goal, or creating space for more peer feedback. Because as we've seen, one small, thoughtful move in this system
can have a huge impact on everything else.
It really can. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.